GOP Senator Ron Johnson, there is nothing to congratulate Joe Biden for. By Hannah Blow on November 10, 2020. Senator Ron Johnson, RY, candidly stated that there is nothing for which to congratulate former Vice President Joe Biden after reporters asked if he had extended congratulations to him. No. There's nothing to congratulate him about, Johnson reportedly said, according to a Poll report. Johnson is one of several GOP senators demanding Google answer questions following a study indicating possible election interference in favor of Democrats over Republicans via allegedly sending vote reminders to liberals exclusively. The letter to Google, from Senators Johnson, Ted Cruz, RTX, and Mike Lee, RUT, reads in part, "In our election monitoring project this year, we recruited a politically diverse group of 733 field agents in Arizona, Florida, and North Carolina. Through their computers, we were able to preserve more than 400,000 ephemeral experiences that tech companies use to shift opinions and votes and that normally are lost forever. One of our most disturbing findings so far is that between Monday, October 26, the day our system became fully operational, and Thursday, October 29, only our liberal field agents received vote reminders on Google's homepage. Conservatives did not receive even a single vote reminder. This kind of targeting, if present nationwide, could shift millions of votes, in part because Google's homepage is seen 500 million times a day in the U.S. Several prominent conservatives have publicly solidified their support of President Donald Trump in his efforts to challenge the results of the election. Trump's campaign is focusing primarily on election integrity in key battleground states, where he and Biden are separated by roughly 109,000 votes across Georgia, Arizona, Pennsylvania, and Nevada. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, said the president has every right to look into allegations and to request recounts under the law, adding that the Constitution gives no role in this process to wealthy media corporations. The projections and commentary of the press do not get veto power over the legal rights of any citizen, including the President of the United States, he said on Monday. Our institutions are actually built for this, he continued. We have the system in place to consider concerns and President Trump is 100% within his rights to look into allegations of irregularities and weigh his legal options. McConnell added that he wanted no lectures from his colleagues on the other side of the political aisle, given their years-long attempt to delegitimize Trump's presidency. Let's not have any lectures, no lectures, about how the president should immediately cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too if they lost again, only if they lost, he added.